And welcome to another edition of Indian Conflict Resolution, OIJ-PCR podcast. So today we are going to learn about conflicts in international relations. So what is a conflict? When we use the word conflict, it generally means pursuit of incompatible goals by different people or groups. Of course, the international conflict traditionally refers to as conflicts between nation states and conflict between people and organizations in different nation states. So can we define conflict? Well, a bit difficult, bit complicated, and very complex. But if I may ask, what are the reasons behind these incompatible goals which lead to conflicts and also at times to armed conflict, violent and deadly, protracted, and conflicts which are perhaps, they lead to violence which is genocidical in nature, especially when it is the genocide is against unarmed civilians. Currently what we see happening in Russian-Ukraine conflict is, who is the sufferer? The unarmed civilians. So what I'm referring to is that, what is the reason behind conflict? Why do conflicts take place? Now let me tell you, in my previous podcast, I had also argued that conflicts are inevitable part of our daily lives. They act as a catalyst for change. But those conflicts I'm referring to are not those are everyday conflicts in our lives. I'm not referring to conflict which are violent in nature, which are a narrow category of conflicts, which are armed conflicts, wherein both parties or both sides resort to the use of force. No, I'm not referring to the normal conflicts of interest which we have in our households. I'm referring to conflicts which are more violent or deadly in nature, which cause harm against the unarmed civilian population. So when I'm referring to international conflict, and as I defined it earlier, between different nation states or between people and organizations, what is the reason? Now, primarily, to club it, we can say, broadly speaking, there are two main reasons for conflicts. One is related to the ideas and belief systems and values, and the other one is more related to the interests, or shall I say, the material interests of the conflicting parties. So what are the ideas and beliefs and value systems of conflicting parties? Now that could be either ethnic, cultural conflict, conflict which has religious connotation, so ideological beliefs, identity crisis. So these are four conflicts which come under the ideas and belief system: ethnic, religious, ideological, cultural, and identity. And when I talk about material interests are involved, in that category we have conflicts which involve territorial concerns, like boundary disputes. We have conflicts where the governments are overtaken either by coup or by any other means, or there are economic conflicts. But of course, economic conflicts take place without violence. It's more to do with trade and sanctions, embargoes, and so on and so forth. The most common type of conflict is the intra-state armed conflict since the Second World War, and that pattern has been following till date. So after having discussed the meaning and the definition, also to say the causes of conflict, I think it is sound enough for us to go ahead and say that conflict is experienced at all levels of our life. But within the field of conflict resolution, the main aim remains not elimination of conflicts, which would be impossible and probably damaging, but in fact to transform the violent conflicts into processes of peaceful social change. So how do we do that? As I had said that, conflicts are complex processes, and there are certain basic elements of structure and processes, in all conflict situations which have something known as a common attitudes, beliefs, perceptions. These are something which are common in all kind of conflicts. So when I now go ahead with further understanding the meaning of the view of conflict, I think it can be two views, objective and subjective. Now, these are the elements in all conflict situation, and both need to be addressed in resolution processes. The objective aspects are those that are largely independent of the party's perceptions, you know, including competition for power, scarce resources, territory, or other historically determined institutions and structures. The objective elements of conflicts are said to have an instrumental view of sources of conflict. So subjective approaches to the conflict resolution involve attempts to improve the ways in which parties understand and behave towards each other. So analysts who emphasize these subjective aspects are said to have an expressive view of sources of conflict. The recent work, in fact, in our studies and academic literature suggests that conflict can best be understood if both the levels, that is the subjective and the objective, are pursued in resolving any one conflict. The real differences in interest can cause conflict, but once a conflict has started, the perception, belief, interaction of the parties, they are all crucial in determining its outcome. In fact, the conflict in Northern Ireland provides an example of how the subjective and objective elements of a conflict situation interact. You know, there is a core issue involving a scarce resource, that is territory to be more precise, and the two communities with mutually exclusive preferred solutions to the territorial issue. The parties define their separate identities with the oppositional labels of religion, be it Catholic and Protestant, which embraces larger cultural divisions of history, heritage, and political tradition. Thus, at one level, the root of the conflict lies in the objective political issue of territorial sovereignty. However, the objective aspect of conflict is embedded in the layers of subjective consideration, which include the history of the two communities, that is, in the case of Ireland, Catholic and Protestant, the deep fault lines of social, political, economic discriminations, which have been institutionalized in their unionist or Protestant legislatures, the polarization and alienation effects of violence, which had been carrying on for so long, in fact, since 1699, yes. So these complex intertwining of elements has produced a society which is dominated by mutual opposition, mistrust, fear, and had made Northern Ireland one of Europe's most intractable contemporary conflicts. But what do we see now? You know, the process of negotiation, mediation that led to Good Friday Agreement between representatives of the two communities today, we see, has had a great effect. And where are we now? You know, we have peace. So it is one of the ideal examples of how conflict resolution techniques have actually been taken into consideration and things have materialized on ground. I think I'll leave it up there, and I hope you enjoyed my podcast, and see you later. Thank you.